Hey, everybody, it's Bruce Allen with you, Texas46Radio.com. It's Thursday, and what a great day for a phone interview. And with me right now, I told you I was going to have her, and I've got her, one of the ladies of Texas country music, Miss Francie Krenetz. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Very good. Hey, you know, as it's the kind of the weirdest way to start off an interview, but I did the same thing with Dustin on Tuesday. His last name is Sonier, and I knew somebody here in town by the name of Sonier, so I knew how to go with it. And as embarrassed as I am to say, when I first started getting your music or heard your music, I pronounced your last name incorrectly, which doesn't surprise a lot of folks. But so the correct pronunciation is Krenetz.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I see on your Facebook page you have the pronounce his name selected. So people can don't screw up and get it wrong. And as I ask Dustin, I'm going to ask you the same question. What is the worst pronunciation of your name that you've run across, or a combination of what? So when they introduce you, here's a young lady by the name of Francie, and then they botch it. So what is the worst one that you've come across?
The worst one I've come across is let's see. It was Krenetz. Like, they threw an extra Z.
Dude, that's not even close. Come on now. Let's try it again, shall we? Oh my gosh. Well, it's all in good fun. I've had, even though I go by Bruce Allen here, but my last name is Schwartz, and I've had, you know, you can get all sorts of things. As easy as it sounds, you know, you can say Schwarzenegger very easily, but when it comes to just the first half of that, everybody's like, oh, there's no T? Or I had a track meet I was at, and they were announcing the hurdlers, and they came to my name as Bruce Suarez. I'm going like, oh, come on. That can't be right. All right. So, well, thanks for joining me this morning. And where's home base?
Home base is in Katy, Texas, right outside of Houston.
Katy, Texas. That's Moe's country over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you performed at Moe's at all, or been?
I have played. I do karaoke there once in a while, but I have not played there yet. Well, kind of played there. Like, one of my friends had an acoustic show, and it was his birthday, and he was a little bit too drunk, so I finished out the last like 30 minutes of his set.
What
a pal! Just because I was there.
What a pal. Oh my gosh! So, have you ever met Mo?
Oh yeah,
he's an interesting man.
He's a cool dude. Him and Mo Jr. are awesome.
Yeah, very big businessman there in that area.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, yeah, very very good. So you're talking about acoustic. So do you have a full band show that you do, or do you mainly do acoustic shows?
Right now, I mainly do acoustic. I had a full band for a while, and after my burn incident, really, my band kind of fell apart.
Okay.
And because it took me several months to get back on my feet, and they needed to work. So they moved on, and I just got used to doing the acoustic thing, and I'll throw on a you know, fiddle or lead guitar every once in a while, but right now I enjoy doing acoustic a lot more right now because I'm more songwritery, low key. Whereas before I got burned was more loud, rocky, in your face kind of music.
So right. Okay.
Well, I have plans to get a band back together of some sorts in the next, I don't know, before the end of the year.
Very good. Very good. Well, that would be pretty exciting. So not to necessarily go there, but what happened with the? Tell us about that, if you don't mind.
Oh, no problem. I guess it was about 3 years ago now. Is it 2 or 3 years? I always get it mixed up. I'm getting too old to remember time.
Oh, you just wait, girl.
So I was having a crawfish boil for my birthday, and we were just sitting there having a great time, had just started getting things rolling, and we were all taking turns checking on the batches, and we had heard a pop come from back by the boiler, which was behind all of our backs. We were watching football or something, and So we heard a pop. It was my turn to check. So I went over to check and just kind of see, like, what was that noise? Didn't see anything out of the ordinary. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go stir the crawfish and veggies and stuff, see what's going on.
Right.
I get about 2 feet from the crawfish boiler, and there's another loud pop, and the whole thing just falls over.
Oh, great.
And it hit me about mid-thigh and poured down my front, and when it hit me, it knocked me back, because it was one of those giant pots. So it knocked me back, and as I was rushing down the driveway, it went over my left hand, and it went about halfway up my forearm.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Yeah, I had scald, and I like things spicy, so because of how much spice I had in the crawfish boil, I had chemical burns as well. So
oh, my gosh.
Thigh down, and half my left arm all the way down to my hand.
Wow.
But I pulled off a really good breakdance move and saved my right hand. So.
Man, that's crazy. You know, we cook on the stove, and we get next to bacon. You know, like, bacon getting on you from the popping of the thing. Can only imagine what you must have felt like that. But it's have moved right along.
Yeah, it's been 11 days in the ICU. They told me while I was in there that I would never be able to play guitar again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guitar in my room by the day I left.
Uh-huh.
They told me I would never be able to stand for a full show again because my circulation wouldn't be what it was.
Right.
And I have a few issues still with swelling and stuff if I'm standing for a long time.
Sure.
But Texas London, you can't tell us what to do.
No, and it also goes to show you that what do doctors know?
Yeah, right?
they don't know anything about music or a musician. of what they can do. So how old were you when you first performed in front of an audience when they said, "Here's little Francie"?
Oh, man. I had the lead by accident in a church play or church musical when I was like 9, 10.
Okay.
And that was really fun.
That was no stage fright or anything like that?
No, not really. I was always one of those little kids that was always need to be the center of attention. So,
okay, well, like, yeah, it sounds like some of my kids.
Yeah, and I had a photographic memory. So, like the girl who had the lead or something got sick, and they were like, "Oh no, we need somebody to sing, like, learn all these parts by this weekend." And I was like, "I'll do it."
There you go.
And I somehow pulled it off.
Very good. You got it. You'll do whatever it takes to make it work.
Yeah, basically.
So you being a songwriter and all, who are some of your favorite songwriters to work with?
To work with? I actually haven't worked with any. I've been wanting to do a co-write really bad, but I actually just haven't quite meshed up with anybody that,
okay,
like, our timing and schedules,
okay,
work out right.
So have you talked to some already, or do you know of somebody that you'd like to work with?
I mean, dreaming, I would love to work with, like, Cody Jinks or, Cody Jinks, someone like Sean McConnell.
Okay, cool. Well, there's a new gal out on the scene. I guess you've probably heard. Have you heard of Haley McDaniel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Haley's a big songwriter, too. So, I'm sure she always loves to work with some of the, because she is one of the ladies of Texas country music, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Bree Bagwell's along with that, too. So,
I love Bree.
That would be kind of cool too. Okay, let's see. What other kind of questions do I have for you here? What's your? I know you play acoustic, but what kind do you play? What's your weapon of choice?
My main guitar right now is a Breedlove. I don't remember the model, but it is beautiful, and it's actually at the doctor right now, and I'm so sad.
Oh, it's getting a little repair.
Yeah, it has a little bit of a rattle, and he finally figured it out yesterday. And he doctored it up just enough so I can do, like, a couple songs with it this weekend, but it's getting officially fixed next week.
That's cool. And how long have you been out of high school?
I graduated in 2007.
Okay, and where did you go?
I was homeschooled.
Homeschooled. All right. Mm-hmm. So, by a teacher or by your parents, or?
I went to an online high school.
Okay.
And I basically, what I did was I blazed through that in 2 years. I did all 4 years of high school in 2 years. And so when I was 16, I had a full-time job and was going to college at the local community college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So what kind of genre label do you give yourself?
Oh, man. The best description I've heard was actually, because I've always tried to label myself, and it's always, like, hard because I do a little bit of a lot of things. My old drummer said it the best, and he was like, "You're Texas red dirt country meets 90s alternative grunge meets, like, deep, dark songwriter."
Is that all he had to say? Oh my goodness gracious. Well, that's good. That'll work. You kind of got all the bases covered. What words of advice do you have? I know you're a relatively new artist as well, but what do you give a word of advice for new artists just starting out?
I tell everybody, do the work. There's so many people that don't do the work. They just think that put on some pretty clothes, button up your shirt, whatever, and, you know, pick up your guitar and go play a show. But that's just 25% of the work you have to put into this. The rest, there's so much behind the scenes, you know, especially when you're starting out, you know, when you're having to start hustling for booking and marketing yourself and getting yourself out there. It's a lot of work that people don't realize. And I'm actually helping coach a local guy who is a singer-songwriter as well, and just starting to do his first few shows, and he's I kept telling him, like, you're gonna be surprised at how much work is actually behind the scenes, and he's just now starting to realize that. He's like, whoa. But it's, so many people don't realize how much work it actually is.
Man, you mean I just can't get on a bus or go audition for American Idol and it just works? No. Hey, family-wise for you, any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and 3 younger sisters.
Okay, so if I say, hey, you wanted to tell anybody hello while you're on the air here? Who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Oh, man. Just the whole family. I'm sure they're going to listen.
Oh, but you know what? They like to hear their name, at least their first name. Go like, hey, I want to give a shout out to Uncle Harry or whatever, and they go like, oh, look, she said my name.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Laura and Ellie and Sarah and Cameron and my mom and dad, of course. They're awesome.
There you go. All right. Well, I think I've. Jimmy Kimmel'd enough this morning. Let's go to some of your songs here real quick. Tell us about how the it came about, I Won't Be Bothered.
That one, actually, I wrote a couple of months after I got burned. I was dealing with a lot of bullying, and I also dealt with bullying in middle school and high school just because all my friends were through church, and they all went to normal school. So
sure.
They made fun of me for being homeschooled, and, you know, that was weird.
Oh, hey, just by the way,
Normal.
That's not always normal, but those schools like that. So we say they're normal, but we know in reality sometimes they're not always. Anyhow, go ahead.
So I had that kind of in the back of my head. But the main thing that set it off was I was dealing with a lot of bullying right after I got burned. There are people that were just staring with my scars, and people saying things behind my back.
Oh, that always happens. People just don't understand. They don't understand it. And you know, and I know when I was a kid, had no idea what any of that stuff was, what they were going through, what they dealt with. But you learn as you get older, and you kind of like, you try to help correct that with other people that are trying to do the same thing. So, very good. So, so any specifics in regards to the I Won't Be Bothered?
I just finally reached a point one day, and I wrote that one at about 10 o'clock at night, And I like just vented to somebody about it, and they're like, you should just write a song because I'm tired of listening to you complain. And so I was like, all right, well, then I will. So I went and sat down. I wrote that song in about 10 minutes, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's a good song. I like the song. We play it here, and it's great to listen to. Now, up to your current single. Now, is it you just have those two, right? I don't want to make sure I didn't miss any. Okay, so the same mistake. How did this one come about?
That one, oh man, it's a lot of personal stuff mixed with my friends don't like to tell me stories anymore because they always end up in songs.
Uh-huh.
But it's a mix of personal stuff and a mix of stories friends have told me. But just the real theme of it is really just that revolving door of some relationships, like how, you know, sometimes it's like somebody's bad for you, or it's just one of those, what do you call it, fire and oil relationships,
mm-hmm.
where it's just, it's an awesome relationship, but it's terrible at the same time. And, you know, you come, you go, you leave, you come back, you can't say no, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, so it kind of takes you through that. And somebody else put a twist on it. One of my friends, they thought that it was about their relationship where they were in a relationship and wanted somebody else that they couldn't have. And I was like, no, it's not really about that. But I could see that as well.
Right, exactly. Good song as well. And as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, we're going to play that tune right now.
Sure.
Does that sound good? All right. Here is Francie Krenitz with her new single, The Same Mistake, right here with Bruce Allen on Texas46Radio.com. We'll be right back with Francie in a second. Enjoy.
I can't keep changing.
right. Hey, that was Francie Krenitz with her new single, The Same Mistake. And I am lucky enough to have Francie on the phone with me today. Always a pleasure to talk to my artist. I'm getting more and more comfortable into that part of it. And lucky to have Francie as my second go-to artist for my, I guess, my longevity of my phone interviews. And it's so great to have you on. Thanks for joining me again.
Thanks for having me.
Where can your friends and fans find all your music?
The easiest way, because my name is spelled so funky, is I made my URL super easy. It's www.fkbtexas.com. So that was back when I had a band. So it's Francie Krenitz Band, FKB.
Okay. That sounds good. Let's see. How about some big up? You have anything just super big upcoming shows that you're going like, man, I can't wait for this one?
Oh, man. I'm really looking forward to, I'm not sure if this will be aired before then, but on Sunday we're doing a big Texas flood jam for the hurricane victims. And the lineup is just incredible, and I'm really looking forward to continue giving back to, you know, this area in Texas in regards to the hurricane. And, you know, like Bree Bagwell, you mentioned earlier, is going to be there, Blue Edmondson, Tracy Byrd. It's going to be a really cool one.
That's going to be good. Pretty exciting. So,
Well,
I certainly wish you luck on your current single. Do you know where it's, well, I guess we won't find out anything until today or tomorrow, depending upon when Big Dave puts the chart out. Do you know where your standings are right now in regards to the mistake?
I was at 96 this past week.
Okay. Okay. And do you self-promote or who's promoting for you?
Dylan Steen.
Okay, Dylan. Yeah, Dylan, yeah. And his stable of like 500 artists that he promotes. That's a busy man, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So, good guy. So, okay, anyhow, you have a great weekend, and we were talking with Francie Krenitz here on Texas46Radio.com. You have a great weekend, Francie. Thanks for joining me, and hopefully I'll get to meet you live and in person here sometime.
All righty.
Okay, you take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.